Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, commemorating 100 years of history through personal narratives. It's a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. I'm Elizabeth Friend. On March 23, 1994, a transport plane collided in midair with a fighter jet above Pope Air Force Base. The jet hit the runway and skidded into another plane, sending a giant fireball rolling over 500 Fort Bragg paratroopers preparing for training jumps. 24 soldiers died and more than 100 were injured. The Green Ramp disaster, as it came to be known, was one of the U.S. military's worst peacetime accidents. Richard Clapp was 19 years old, fresh out of basic training in jump school. That day at Green Ramp, he was waiting to make his first official jump with the 82nd Airborne.
I was only in the military 6 months when the disaster happened. We were there standing talking, just waiting to load the plane, issue parachutes and stuff like that. And all of a sudden I heard a big boom, and I turned around to the sergeant who was standing beside me. I was like, "What was that?" And we turned and looked, and all he said was run. Everybody has their gear lined up outside the mock doors. So I tripped over some of that stuff, and then I knew I wasn't going to get away, so I just covered up at that point. The fireball went over. I knew I was on fire, so I rolled. When I got up, I looked over, and Sergeant Nayard had been thrown up against one of the mock doors. And so I went over to help him. When I picked him up, I reignited on fire, and somebody knocked me down. They started putting me out. Did a triage there in the battlefield, and the medics stuck an IV in. We tried to evacuate on a deuce and a half, and the tires melted. We went to get on a Humvee, and before we could get out of the deuce and a half into the Humvee, the 20-millimeter rounds from the F-16 started cooking off, and so we had to wait for that to stop. But we loaded on the Humvee with a bunch of others, and they drove us to Womack. I sat in a chair in Womack until they put me out for whatever surgery they had to do. I woke up 3 days later. I was in Fort Sam Houston, Texas. That's the Army's burn center. And I spent 2 months there getting skin grafts and recovering.
Richard was burned on 45% of his body. He underwent more than a dozen surgeries and months of physical therapy before medically retiring from the Army a few years later. Last year, fellow veterans offered Richard the chance to make the jump he missed. He traveled to the National Parachute Test Center in Florida, where after a brief refresher course, he went up in a World War II-era plane to make a series of military-style slackline jumps.
It was amazing to jump out of an aircraft that had actually dropped paratroopers in World War II. I felt exhilaration again. I felt like redemption. I actually got to stand in the door. You get to look out and see everything before you jump. Then you're just free-falling. I mean, the chutes they have now are steerable, which I had never experienced. So you're able to spin the chute and turn and kind of guide yourself. I actually remember taking some time to look around. It was almost like second nature. When you train for that, you practice all those steps over and over and over. And even though I hadn't done that in 20 years, I mean, it was still there.
Richard Clapp lives in Randolph County. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.